Self and the Spirit.
Have you ever traveled in Newfoundland, Canada? I have. You might know that one of the things that pose a real threat to drivers there are the moose. Because they are so dark, moose are very hard to spot on the highway, especially at night. During 2009, there were 660 collisions between drivers and moose. You have to strain your eyes while you are driving, looking for moose. Never could you relax, even for a moment, by taking your eyes off the road.
I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Romans 7, 18 and 19.
The moose in Newfoundland remind me of self in me. Self is always around. Self is a real threat to me. I have had many collisions with self the last year, many of which were fatal. Never could I relax and forget about self, because even when I have the desire to do good, self would get in the way. It would show up when I least expected it, full of anger, malice, and jealousy. The evil I do not want to do, self would keep on doing.
Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. Romans 8, 5-8.
I have good news. I came to realize that self is not the only one living in me. There is another living in me, the Spirit of God Himself. Many times during the day, self appears unexpectedly, just like the Newfoundland moose, ready to do its evil. However, I realize I do not have to have my mind set on what self desires. For those controlled by self cannot please God. Instead, I can place self under the authority of Jesus to be crucified and allow God's Spirit to reign in and through me. I now have a daily, moment-by-moment choice. I bless you to realize that you have a choice too. I bless you.